This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, July 26. Well, grains were higher with wheat limit up in Wednesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The dry weather in Europe really rallied the futures, and there was a mad scramble for all the short covering. And we knew that things like this was going to start to happen as the market started to move higher because we had just been oversold for so long. It's very likely that the corn and soybeans could react the same way if we start to get positive news that there's going to be a mad scramble to get out of those short positions and try to get on board of this moving market. Also, the areas in southern Russia in the Black Sea region is also in trouble, and that's why the reduction in the world wheat stocks is such a big issue.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 32 and a half at 542. September corn was up 7 1/4 at 358 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 580 to 595. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 26, ranging from 650 and 3/4 to 665 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 32 and a half, ranging from 682 and a quarter to 687 and a quarter. Live cattle for August were up 97 and a half cents at 109.67 and a half. August feeder cattle were up 7.5 cents to 152.97 and a half. And July Class 3 milk was down 6 cents at 14.14.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.